Now, as you know, opponents of that death tax repeal like to claim that nobody actually pays it, or that only a few billionaires like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett stand to pay it someday. But the fact is, lots of farmers and ranchers are hit by the death tax, and with us today is one of them. Kevin Kester is NCBA's president-elect and a fifth-generation rancher from California whose family had to pay the death tax and almost had to sell the ranch to do it. Kevin, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how the death tax affected you and your family?
My grandfather passed away. It created a taxable event. And when he passed away, we suddenly owed the IRS within a 9-month period close to $2 million. And we are nothing but a ranching family, didn't have hardly any outside investments. And so it was a very difficult, and at the time I thought it was going to be almost impossible without selling most of the ranch to pay the IRS our unfair death tax. So over a period of years, we did take advantage of some options in the Internal Revenue Code to make interest payments to the Internal Revenue Service for a number of years. And in that time, I was able to do things and stave off that final big multi-million dollar tax bill until we could come up with a plan to save the ranch. And it took about 10 years to do that. And in that 10-year period, my family had to sacrifice. We did not hire employees like we should. We had a ton of deferred maintenance over the years. We did not spend what we could have had in back into our local economy to help boost it. So a lot of people suffered just because of the unfair and unjust, in my opinion, tax burden that the government asks of us and demands of us when a family member passes away.
We've been told that only people who have been featured on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous have to pay the death tax. How do ranchers like yourself get caught in this net? That seems awfully unfair.
The reason it is so justly unfair, especially for farms and ranches, is that all our assets are tied up typically in our land. But we don't have cash in the bank, so our assets are our dirt, our equipment, our animals, cattle, and whatever a person might have in that regard. And so we don't have money in the bank to pay these unfair tax bills that the government demands of us. So it puts an unfair burden on ranchers and farmers to come up with the cash to write a check and give it to the federal government.
So what can folks do to help make sure that the death tax is repealed once and for all?
After my family experiencing more than 10 years of struggling to pay this death tax, my ask is of anybody hearing this is to write your congressman, your elected official, your state senator to repeal the death tax. Let's get rid of it. It's an unfair burden on ranching and farming families across this nation, and nobody should have to go through what my family and many others have had to do.